do when you're all tapped out? Some call it burnout. Some call it compassion fatigue. But you think if there's one more thing, one more problem, you're just going to expire. That you are all tapped out. I think we've all been there, haven't we? And so were Jesus and the disciples. They were tapped out. They had worked so hard. There was a clamoring of need, so many people around. And Jesus said, you know, we've just got to get away. And he picked a place that was quiet, that was kind of wilderness, and said, let's go there. We have to come away and rest. I'm so glad he said that, because some of us think that we can go 24/7. Even those of you on vacation, I hope that you're taking time to really be a slug. Not to run to this thing and that, but just to rest. We need that, don't we? It's not only for our body's sake, but it's also for our mind and spirits. We have to get away and rest. It is so vitally important. There was a wonderful ministry still going on in San Francisco called the Food Pantry. And every week, this food pantry was getting almost 1,000 people. They'd have tons of food delivered to the church, and the lines would be blocks and blocks long for people who wanted food. They didn't have to show ID. They didn't have to show any kind of written documentation that they would need. They just threw open the doors and said, if you're hungry, come, we'll give you groceries. And this ministry took off. And I listened to the person who was in charge gave a lecture about this. And for a while, it was going great guns. Everybody loved it. The people who worked in the food pantry loved it because they were once clients. And so they knew the need so deeply. But then, as anything that's successful, there started to become complaints. People cutting in line. Neighbors weren't happy. You know, we all love to help people, except not in our own backyard. And these neighbors were unhappy because as the line stretched along and that people were waiting for hours, nature would call. Well, they didn't want to get off the line because they had been there for hours. So there was some lawn watering going on, and the neighbors were unhappy about this. So what to do? The ministry was needed. What do you do? So they closed down. Not forever, but for 3 weeks. The first week, they did not talk about the problems. The first week, they gathered for dinner and chatted and visited with each other. And all they wanted the staff to talk about was, what do you love about this ministry? So they talked about all the wonderful things that they had encountered in this ministry. The next week came, and the second week they said, now let's talk about the problems. And on the third week they said, now let's talk about the solutions. And there was a woman there who could barely get by. She was living on a very meager Social Security check, but she was a computer whiz and loved spreadsheets. And so after 3 weeks, they figured it out. They gave each person a color-coded card. As I said, the one thing they really didn't like being poor was poor people had to stand online all the time. And they didn't like standing online. And it wasn't just the point of giving people food, it was preserving their dignity. And so they devised a system where persons would have cards and they'd only come at certain times. And the longest anyone would wait was 15 minutes. And the ministry is going on and thriving today. You see, sometimes we have to get away and rest and regroup and connect with God and think about the things. And if you're here today and you've had a crazy life, you need time to rest and to ask the Lord what's next. So they went away to rest. But in this case, they didn't get any. Jesus' idea was good, but as they were traveling to this place, the crowd saw where they were going, and before they got there by boat, the whole crowd was there. Now, what would you have done if you were Jesus? I would have said, go home. But he didn't. What do you do when you need to rest, but the needs are so great? Now, I'm not talking about the boss asking you for extra hours. I'm talking about needs that cannot wait, when you have human needs that are so desperate. Jesus, the Bible says, was moved with compassion. And he looked at those people, and all he could see were people that looked like aimless sheep. And he wanted to help them. And when we're all tapped out and the next need comes and we have to answer the need, what we need to do is ask to see people through the eyes of Jesus, to have that deep compassion. And what did he do for the people? The Bible says he taught them. And this is a ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ. What do teachers do? Teachers equip people to be able to live. Some teachers equip people to be able to get employment. But whatever the teaching is, the goal is to give us the tools that we need to live a good life. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was equipping people. And that's the job of the Church of Jesus Christ, to equip people to live good and wholesome lives. There was a man I knew once who told me his story. When he came to his church, he was on wife number three. And to his chagrin, wife number three was kind of like the other two. He didn't understand it. He kept having problems with each of these marriages. The only difference with wife number three was she insisted that he go to church with her. So he went, and he could not figure it out at all. The music made no sense to him. This Jesus person and talking about dying made no sense to him. But there was a couple in the church, an older couple, that just had a life that he wanted. He looked at them, and Sunday after Sunday, he could see the calm in their eyes. He could see their lifestyle was one that he really wanted. He was so sick of the drama. And so he came week after week just to befriend this couple. He also noticed that when they sat in church, you could have put a tissue paper between them. And they had been married some years. I have to tell you that today, that man and wife number three have been married at least 30 years. Their grandparents and people look to them to say, we want a marriage like that. That's the teaching ministry of the church. We are all teachers. What are people learning from us? He was so compassionate that he taught. He gave people the tools they needed to live. And the second thing that he did when crowds came and they dragged the sick to the marketplace was he healed them. He had a ministry of healing, and that's the other thing that the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be engaged in, is the ministry of healing. We don't just leave it to the doctors and hospitals. We are healers. When people come to church feeling bad, I hope they don't leave feeling worse. We're the healers. When people come to me, I hope that after they leave, they feel better. That's the healing ministry. My sister worked in many different hospitals in her career as an ICU nurse, but the one she loved the most was the Christian hospital. She worked at a hospital in Washington, D.C., and boy, did they see everything in that hospital. But over the loudspeaker, this hospital was not, they were unashamed to talk their faith. They didn't care who came into that hospital. The rosary was said over the loudspeakers, so much to the point that my Protestant-raised sister could repeat it verbatim, and she'd walk through those halls repeating that rosary. She watched as the nuns came in to minister to the sick. And even though there were people who were as sick as in those secular hospitals, she said, there was a difference. There was a component of healing that others didn't have. We are to be in the business of healing. When people come into your presence, do they feel better when they leave? Sometimes people have come into this church and others, and they've complained to me that maybe we should take stock in the Kleenex company because the waterworks start in the service. And my answer is, if you can't cry in church, where can you cry? This place is to be a place of healing. And me and you as people of God are to be people of healing mercy. When people come into our presence, can we make them feel better? That's the ministry of Jesus, and it's our ministry too. So there will be times that God will say to you, come away, you have to rest, you have to regroup. Pay attention to those times. But when the needs are so great and we cannot rest, then let's ask for the compassion that Jesus had, and let's be the teachers and healers of our families and our communities. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that Jesus never turned anyone away who needed his help so desperately.